Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 811, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Julio Diaz hosts Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock Saturdays here on News Radio, and runs the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook and in real life, where you get together and watch and talk about the movies. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Evil Dead Rise. What did you think?
So you may or may not know that I'm a big fan of the Evil Dead franchise, which I guess it's fair to call it a franchise now with 5 movies and a TV series. I think that counts as a franchise. The last couple of movies have not followed, our original character, Ash Williams, from the first 3 movies and the TV series. So this is another one that kind of like builds on the mythology without going back to that character. Well, and Bruce Campbell says that he's not ever going to play that character again. So I don't think we're ever going to see Ash Williams again, because he is, still a part of the franchise. He's a producer. He and Sam Raimi and Rob Tapert created this property and have, kind of always shepherded it. This one is getting some of the best reviews of the entire series, running 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
It is a really good, really well-made movie. If you like this kind of, demonic possession horror with a little bit of a Sam Raimi twist to it. Visually, it does look a lot like a Sam Raimi film, even though he didn't direct it. It's really good. There's just something that didn't quite click with me, and I think I'm just still kind of processing it. The thing that I think is going to be controversial for a lot of Evil Dead fans is that this one does not take place in a cabin in the woods, which is kind of the standard setting for these films.
Right.
This is taking this concept into a high-rise apartment in the city. I think for me, what it was is I'm still processing is that there were kids endangered in this film.
Oh.
And within the film itself, not that the actors,
right. The
child actors were endangered, which is new to this franchise. This franchise has always been, college students or adults, whatever. Then this time there's a family, and there's, ranging to around a 6 or 7 year old child to teens. That just hits a little different.
Okay. Yeah. I can see how that would be, and again, for these kinds of movies, disturbing is what you're going for, but some kinds of disturbing you're not expecting. What about, Bo is Afraid? I know Candy's real eager to see this, hoping, so don't warn it for her.
This is Ari Aster's new film, and I'm a big fan of this director. This is the director that brought us Hereditary and Midsommar over the last couple of years. Really great cerebral horror films. This one is getting kind of lukewarm reviews, and the reason I didn't watch this last night, aside from being a big Evil Dead fan, is because it's really long. It's over 3 hours long.
Oh.
So I was kind of waiting to see it over the weekend. I believe my wife's going to want to see it as well, because she's a fan. This is not getting as good of reviews as some of his other films either, running 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is still very positive, don't get me wrong. Stars Joaquin Phoenix, a great actor, and it's about a man who suffers from paranoia going on this odyssey to get to his mother, who's in some kind of health issue. So, they've been very vague about the content of the film, and I'll be honest with you, I've gone out of my way to not read too much about it, because
you don't want to have it ruined for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. But the reviews being a little tepid has me a little concerned.
What about Chevalier? That's also, we got a lot of movies out there. I don't think we're going to get to them all, but what about Chevalier?
Yeah, Chevalier, this is based on a real person who was the illegitimate son of a French nobleman and a slave. And he was a composer in the 1800s, had an affair with Marie Antoinette, and became this very controversial figure, getting very good reviews, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I just saw the ad for that one yesterday. It looks really interesting. How about The Covenant?
This is the latest film from Guy Ritchie. This is a war film based on a soldier whose life was saved by a Arabic translator who the promise to protect this man and his family was not kept. So this soldier takes it upon himself to go back to Afghanistan and rescue this this translator and his family from the Taliban. Again, running 82 on Rotten Tomatoes, so good reviews.
Somewhere in Queens?
Getting great reviews, 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. This is starring Ray Romano and Laurie Metcalf.
They're
a couple. They have a son who's a successful high school basketball player, and the father just kind of lives for the games and goes through extraordinary lengths to try to get this kid into college.
Oh, okay. And I lied. We got to them all. How to Blow Up a Pipeline, last one.
Yeah, also great reviews, 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. And this is kind of an environmental thriller based on a novel with a group of eco-terrorists, for lack of a better term, trying to go to extreme methods to protect what they see as protecting the environment.
What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
Next week, we're looking at most likely Polite Society, which is like a Bollywood action movie, but done in English and with an American audience in mind. Looks really fun. Looking forward to checking that out. We've also got the new adaptation of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
With
Rachel McAdams and Oliver Armpit hair.
Yeah. So we got some interesting choices. And, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in 2 weeks. Looking forward to that as well.
Very good. Julio Diaz, host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock tomorrow on News Radio, and also the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook. As always, Julio, thanks for spending some time, man. I appreciate it.